KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 24 degrees in Atlantic, and we look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. A mother and two children escaped a residential fire in Atlantic Thursday afternoon. The call about smoke coming from 103 Cedar came in around 4:20 p.m. from a motorist who was passing by. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese said when the first crews arrived, there was heavy smoke coming from the roof, and they have an idea of what might have started that fire.
They had a space heater in there, but it was not on, but it was plugged in. However, it looks like, right now it looks like wiring between the floor, the ceiling joists and floor joists. Between the floors. Undetermined at the moment, but it looks like that may have been it.
Dusty Jones and her children, ages 7 months and 9 years, lived in the rental property. McNeese said the children lived on the upper level where the bulk of the home's damage occurred.
The whole top floor is gone. Structurally is a mess, and we've got water damage down below.
Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan said the family was being assisted by neighbors and the Red Cross. Well, the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports an Atlantic woman was arrested Thursday on three Cass County warrants. 56-year-old Mary Helen Adams faces charges that include delivery of methamphetamine, a Class C felony, possession of methamphetamine second offense, an aggravated misdemeanor, prohibited acts, also an aggravated misdemeanor, and a serious misdemeanor charge of possession of marijuana, along with possession of drug paraphernalia. Adams was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she remained held on $10,000 bond. And on Tuesday, deputies in Cass County arrested 27-year-old Aaron Lee Eichen of Atlantic on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Eichen was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on $10,000 bond. Two Montgomery County men were arrested on drug charges last night after deputies with the Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant at 210 East Market Street in Red Oak. Authorities say 35-year-old Travis Lynn Sickles and 33-year-old Ryan Michael McDougall, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody at around 9:35 p.m. Sickles faces felony charges and include four counts of delivery of methamphetamine, third offense, and possession of meth, third offense. He also faces misdemeanor charges of possession of marijuana, third offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. In addition, Sickles was wanted at a warrant out of Cass County for failure to serve a jail sentence. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $50,000 cash bond. McDougall was arrested for possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,000. Deputies were assisted at the scene by officers with the Red Oak PD and Montgomery County's K-9 unit. Two people were injured during an accident Thursday afternoon about 2 miles north of the intersection of Highways 34 and 71 in Montgomery County. The Sheriff's Department says the driver of a 1999 Chrysler Town & Country minivan, 29-year-old Amanda Johnson of Shenandoah, was transported by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center following the crash. A passenger in the vehicle, 4-year-old Haven Johnson, suffered minor injuries and was treated at the scene. Neither of the occupants were using a seatbelt. Officials said the van was traveling north on 71 just before 4 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, it crossed the center line and left the road west across the west shoulder before entering a ditch. The van traveled for about 400 feet in the ditch until it hit a depression, the impact of which caused the van to become airborne for about 25 feet. It crashed into the ground, hitting a rise in the terrain, resulting in the left front wheel being shoved back about 9 inches from its original position. The van continued to travel for about 335 feet before coming to rest in a field to the west of Highway 71. Authorities say while Johnson may have suffered from a medical condition that caused her to lose control of the van, the accident remains under investigation. Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by the Iowa State Patrol, Villisca Fire and Rescue, Red Oak Rescue, and Grant Fire. And a collision between a pickup and a van last week in Cass County caused $6,200 damage, but no one was injured. The Sheriff's Office said deputies had responded just before 4 p.m. on February 25th to a report of a two-vehicle accident in Anita. Officials say a 2013 Ford F-350 pickup driven by 24-year-old Shane Michael Sewer of Anita was eastbound on Locust when a 2000 Dodge Caravan, owned and driven by 35-year-old David Joel Case of Anita, backed from a driveway in front of Sewer's vehicle. Sewer attempted to stop but was unable to do so due to the road conditions. Case was cited for failure to have insurance. In our funeral announcements, Mary Schmidt, age 95, of Brownsville, Texas, and formerly of Guthrie Center, died February 23rd. A visitation for Mary Schmidt will be held from 10 a.m. until noon today at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Julia Schlichty, age 47, of Manning, died February 28th. A massive Christian burial service for Julia Schlichty will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Bernard Bloom, age 73, of Logan, died Sunday at the Westmont Care Center in Logan. A massive Christian burial service for Bernard Bloom will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Garth Lords, age 60, of Atlantic, died February 27th at the Good Samaritan Home in Red Oak. Funeral services for Garth Lords will be today at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Branch of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Norma Steckelberg, age 81, of Tuttle, Oklahoma, and formerly of Menlo, died February 23rd. Funeral services for Norma Steckelberg will be today at 11 o'clock at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Verlaine Rathkamp, age 94, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Verlaine Rathkamp will be today at 11:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Myrtle Morris, age 79, of Adair and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Myrtle Morris will be today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jerry Lauritsen, age 75, of Audubon, died Wednesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Jerry Lauritsen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Olivine Mendenhall, age 93, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Olivine Mendenhall will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry, England Funeral Home in Audubon. Delbert Del Leroy Christensen, age 75, of Council Bluffs, died February 22nd. Funeral services for Del Christensen will be on Sunday at 2:30 at the New Horizon Presbyterian Church in Council Bluffs, with the Cutler O'Neill Myron Woodring Funeral Home of Council Bluffs in charge of arrangements. Helen Shiflett, age 95, who is formerly of the Earlham area, died February 18th in Newton, Kansas. Funeral services for Helen Shiflett will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Worthington Methodist Church in rural Madison County. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. And Janice Ray Wanninger, age 77, of Manning, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Janice Wanninger will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.